The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, June the 8th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled George Orwell's 1984 was published 75 years ago today, and the time is 8:59 a.m. here in the UK, making it, just gone 9 o'clock, making it, 4 a.m. over on the east coast of America, and 1 a.m. on the west coast of America this Saturday, June the 8th, 2024. So, how are you doing today? Anything interesting planned for the weekend? I hope that you've got some nice times ahead planned. As I always say, I try and do something productive, something enjoyable, have something to eat that I like. There might be certain foods that you eat to sort of be healthy, but always treat yourself every day. And today I'm going to be going out for lunch somewhere. There's some candidates on the horizon. Nando's might be one, which is a chicken restaurant in the UK. Kebab shop might be another, which is quite nice. We'll see how we feel when Amanda pops over later. And yeah, it's just a short trip out today. I think it might be just on a bus. So she's coming over a bit later than normal. We go out as we were going to go at 9:45 today to Epsom and Wallington, but she wanted a bit more time at home and wanted to get here later, so we're going to go somewhere more local. And then tomorrow, of course, I'll be back in the afternoon and I might record another traditional Christian message. Do final preparation work for tomorrow's Limey show, go through stuff like that. And then, of course, tomorrow I'll be doing that, and then getting all that up for you to download. So there's my weekend, and I hope that you have a nice one planned anyway. So let's move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. First up, the Jeff Rentz programme from last Monday with Donald Jeffries, Erica Khan and Mitchell Henderson, which is my go-to show for a weekly update on important current events. One of my highlights from this week was Don's Hour, in which he expressed how exasperated he has been over the years as to why the majority of the public don't know what is going on with regard to the control of their nations, a matter I have been in long agreement with. I mean, I found out, and you found out, so what is everyone else's excuse? And you can generally listen to these hours for free under their respective guest columnist sections in the left-hand column of rents.com, as they do not tend to be behind the subscriber paywall. Next, Fockham Hall Radio show from last Monday that you can find on fockhamhallradio.com. Just click the BitChute link on the website for the show entitled Goodbye Freedom, presented by Eric von Essex with guest Mark the Bowler Hat Farmer, which was an entertaining show as always, and for the second week running gave me a show intro segment for the Limeys, in this case from one of the comments posted in the chat during their live show. Next, Dr. Patrick Slattery had Mark Collett on, his regular Monday guest, who discussed aspects of cancel culture, and you can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, and it will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Next, cancel culture backlash of my UK tour from Michael Franzese's YouTube channel. And yes, they are now even cancelling the likes of Michael Franzese, a former Mafia member turned Christian, who has a show that I listen to as a break from political shows. So even though he is largely non-political, he is now being cancelled. I also find it astonishing that people who threaten venues for having someone on that a vast amount of people have paid to see are not being prosecuted for threatening a venue. And incidentally, he's also, I say he's largely non-political, he did an interview, his most recent one is with Tulsi Gabbard. And I sent the link on to my friend Patrick Slattery, because he used to be quite a fan of Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not sure where they stand these days. It got a bit frosty at one point due to some statements, I think, that she made. But the other people that he's interviewed were the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, and he's interviewed the underboss of John Gotti. I don't know how I can't remember his name, because I did a whole, Sammy the Bull Gravano, I listened to a whole series of his podcasts on YouTube. But yeah, he's interviewed a variety of different people. He's quite a good interviewer, I think. But it's amazing to see that even people like that are being targeted. And the most important thing is that if people were to threaten a venue that was broadcasting an LGBTQ event, do you think that they'll be allowed to get away with threatening that venue? I don't think so, folks. So there is no justice or law and order anymore. It's selectively applied to people that they don't like. Okay, next, that show I didn't listen to last week from Before It's News, Pascal Majardi. People think I am JFK Sr. reincarnated, and we will all be immortal soon. As I always say, go figure. Next, the comment of the week from a BeforeIt'sNews.com article entitled Pascal Majardi, they are done. The Trump verdict will not stand. And here is the comment from Jeremy Fate. Son of ex-World Economic Forum co-founder, who incomprehensibly got double-vaxxed, dying from it as well as chain cigarette smoking, and JFK Sr. in a past life. I guess having your head blown off carries over into the next life. Next, my favourite show of the week. This was Paul English Live, episode 40, which you can get on paulenglishlive.com. As you know, Paul English Live is one of my favourite shows, along with Fockham Hall Radio that I've already mentioned. And on this show, we had Paul English along with Paul Beaner and Fockham Hall Radio's Eric von Essex. I listened to the Rumble version that featured over an hour of post-chat between Paul and Eric, some of which focused on childhood pranks. And for those of you interested in Eric's dad's book that he mentioned it rather quickly. I had to go back and listen again to sort of get the name and the title. The book is called My World War II, True Story. The author is David J. Powis, spelt P-O-W-I-S, and it is available on Amazon as a paperback or Kindle version. So that's My World War II, True Story, by David J. Powis, P-O-W-I-S. And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show I have never heard before and report on it here. This week, from Before It's News, they dumped 2 million tyres into the ocean. 50 years later, you won't believe the results, which led me to an interesting 15-minute YouTube video of the same title by Mind Boggler, which was well worth a listen. Essentially, they didn't have the same knowledge of the environment back then as they do now, although I question their knowledge now. I've called these green people watermelons. They're green on the outside, red on the inside. So if there was anything genuine in the past, well, basically, the crux of this video is 50 years ago, coral reefs were failing at some part of America, where I've forgotten now. And they had all these tyres, millions of tyres, of course, America, with all their driving and what have you. And they thought to get rid of the tyres, they could make a sort of coral reef out of them. It didn't quite work out. And it's just the story of that, which is something very, very different that I've never really listened to before. 15 minutes. It's a video as well, so if you prefer to watch it, I just listened to it. I didn't watch it, so there it is. have a look at that if it interests you. So let's close up with some headlines from independent news websites. So I am just going into my preferred browser, which is Brave, and we'll start off with RT.com. Top headline on RT.com: watch Russian forces destroy Ukraine US supplied armor. Okay, so an M1 Abrams tank and Bradley IFV were hit by a guided artillery shell and kamikaze drone, respectively, the defense ministry says. NATO expansion hasn't made Europe more secure, that's according to the Kremlin. Anything else? Macron building a coalition to send troops into Ukraine. I think on one of these alternative sites I read that he was going to be announcing on D-Day that they were going to go to war with, they were actually at war or going to war with Russia. But this was another one of those dates that never seemed to transpire for some reason. US wouldn't rescue allies in nuclear war, according to Putin. Well, I'm likely to agree with him on that, to be honest. I think that, I've said what I think before, that one of the countries most in danger is the UK, being an island. And if they are going to show what they can do with their weapons, doesn't necessarily have to be nuclear, we're a sort of area surrounded by sea where they can use as a kind of showpiece as to what everyone else can expect if they continue to, what do they call it, poke the bear. So let's move on to rents.com, and thank Jeff for broadcasting the Limeys every week along with the Dr. Peter Hammond show, which will be returning next week. Be getting that out Tuesday morning. So let's see what we've got here, scrolling down to the headline news section. Oh, just to let you all know, it's the first Friday of the month, or is it? Yeah, it would have been last night. Of course, it's the 8th today. So he had Madeleine Gerwick on. So for those of you who like the astrological projections, he has Madeleine on for the first hour of the first Friday of every month for her astrological forecast of forthcoming month and other bits and pieces. So that is there today. The top headline that jumped out at me, I think I saw this yesterday, when you click on it and you look at it again, it's in white. And that's also if you click on something off another site and it takes you to the same place. World War III and the Deagle.com projections. This takes you to allnewspipeline.com. The Deagle forecast for 2025, World War III, showed who the winners, losers were going to be. So that's another possibility. I mean, you sort of think that if you're talking drastic loss of life, we talk about other things like people dying as a result of the vaccines, but it's been high, but it's not been at the level that would, you know, see the British population reduced to by 78%, something like that, which is what the projections were. And at one point, the American population was 81% reduction, and then it went down to 70% reduction. You would have to think this would be some sort of, war attack, something like that, on the most densely populated areas that I think Putin was talking about this week. But again, you know my feelings that I believe they're all controlled by the same people, and if there's a war, that's because the people who are in charge of all the sides want one. And who was it who said, if my sons did not want wars, there would be none? Oh, that was Gutel Schnaper, the mother of the first five Rothschild brothers, wasn't it? And that's in my book, The Synagogue of Satan, that you can find at thesynagogueofsatan.com, my publisher's website. Okay, so let's go over to the halturneradioshow.com website. COVID mRNA vaccines cannot be mandated, 9th US Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, we'll see what happens if they say there's a bird flu pandemic and they roll out a vaccine for that. I think all the problems they had along the way worldwide with getting everyone to take the vaccines next time, they will make sure they don't have next time, should we say. But it's very easy for them to let things like that out now, and so people get complacent and think that it's not going to happen again, which they always, these people, they work out what didn't go right for them and they come back a lot stronger the following time. Some people even point to Bill Gates saying, you know, next time it'll be a lot more serious. I don't think that they'll be able to ignore it next time. Almost as if this was a kind of trial balloon, trial run. What they, you know, like England were playing Iceland, I believe, yesterday to get ready for the European Championships that start, I think, next week. And so that game didn't mean anything, but it meant that they could see where they needed to strengthen, things like that. So I imagine many people who've lost people or suffered themselves as a result of vaccine injuries would dispute that statement, and I can understand why. But anyway, below that, mistrial judge in New York Trump case emails both sides about juror conduct. I couldn't give a toss about Trump. New arms race, Biden signs new guidance for using US nuclear weapons. And then I looked at this yesterday, it's quite interesting. Anti-scaling riot fencing goes up around White House. Okay, let's move on to Mark R. Else's website, earthnewspaper.com. And I want to clarify something I said last week. I mentioned about part of this site going behind a paywall. This has been a misinterpretation by myself, because the newsletters changed and they promoted supporting Mark's Substack page. I think it's $5 a month. But he said none of it's gone behind a paywall and none of it will. So I just want to clarify that for you today. But he does say that if you do have the wherewithal to do so and you like the site, if you are able to send him the $5 a month on his Substack, that he will very much appreciate it and it will all go back into the site. So, I just wanted to clarify that, and also to thank Mark for his continued support of this show. Not many people out there know about this little show going out on a Saturday morning, but those who do and promote it, I thank them very much indeed. Okay, from Banks to Big Brother is the video at the top of the website by 10th Amendment Center. It's a Rumble video. It's 15 minutes, 59 seconds. So if you're intrigued by that title, you can click on that. Quote, no, we won't do that one because it's a controversial one. These days, anyway. In the past, it was spoken about by many people. I'm talking about The Hidden Tyranny by Harold Wallace Rosenthal. And there's the full text of The Hidden Tyranny by Harold Wallace Rosenthal on an archive.org stream that you can look at. And there's a bit shoot of it, so presumably that's someone reading it out. That's coming in at just under 2 hours. Then we've got a picture of the world in chains, New World Order archive with over 1,800 posts. Supporting genocide to halt multipolarity. That's the top article by Pepe Escobar. Johnson and Schumer invite war criminal and mass murderer to address Congress. This is a Chuck Baldwin article, and obviously talking about Netanyahu. Wonder if he'll get the same amount of standing ovations. I've never seen anything like it when he addressed Congress, and they just, you know, he'd get a few words out and they'd cut, stand and clap. It was like over 30 times. It was just so, I don't know anyone could watch that without throwing up. But this time, if I was a betting man, which as you know I'm not, I would bet on him getting even more, despite what he's been up to over in Gaza. That's how controlled the American Congress is. And I don't believe that there's any country's government anywhere in the world that isn't controlled. And that's why they're doing what they're doing now. But let's move on to censored.news. This is Mike Adams' news aggregate website. So Brighton Broadcast News, this is his show from yesterday. Let's see what that was about. Vaccine spike proteins, fibrous clots and radiation fallout, binary weapon systems deployed worldwide. So that's on the latest show from Mike Adams at Natural News. Andy Wakefield joins Mike Adams to talk about his new film called Protocol 7. That's the second headline. Germany approves plan for war. I think I read something about this on Hal Turner's website, and they're talking about Well, actually, this takes us to an RT.com. Let's have a quick look at this, because this only came out yesterday. Berlin has delivered... Let me get this right. Berlin has developed new contingencies, including the imposition of a draft and government control of food distribution. And, yeah, this was quite an interesting bit of news that came out. Berlin abolished its draft in 2011, and the country's military has faced equipment shortfalls. Yeah. Anyway, so the key, I looked at the list of all the different things that they were going to be doing. Here's one of them. Beyond the military draft, citizens could be forced to work in certain civilian jobs, such as nursing or baking bread. Hospitals would have to be prepared for large influxes of patients. And, yeah, it doesn't have any limit on the ages of people that can be drafted either, which will be interesting. So let's go over to Before It's News, and I still look at this each day, even though I haven't downloaded a show off Before It's News for quite a while, because you know what, I don't need a satellite phone, and I get sick of hearing people talking about it, and a lot of the people that get picked up on Before It's News seem to promote that for their own self-interest, and I just will not listen to anyone associated with that anymore. I think the satellite phones and gold, they're the two things that you hear most on independent news shows, and I think it's because they've probably both got a huge markup, because I've heard of these gold companies that give you like a free safe if you buy gold off them and stuff like that. And when they're advertising on so many different places, you have to think the markup would be huge. All I could compare it to in the UK is we have these things called car boot sales. And what would basically happen is on a weekend, the school, for example, they might open up their playing fields, and you drive your car in, you pay £5, probably £10 now, and you take a table out and you unload your car, and you have all different bits and pieces there available for people to buy. And these have been going on for years, and I've actually done a few, you know, when you want to get rid of some stuff. But I've been round a lot more, because you can get much more bargains there than you would at, like, a charity shop. And, of course, you go to some of them, and they're huge. But in the 80s, what started to happen was you started to see traders there. And I had a friend who used to go, and he was like, these people shouldn't be here and all that. But one stalls started off that would just sell Gillette razor blades and Duracell batteries. And they'd sell them at like half price what you'd be paying for in a supermarket for them, which is essentially a supermarket, so it should already be discounted to an extent. And that told me that Duracell batteries and Gillette razors were very heavily, well, they had a high markup on them. Because if these people could still make money, and these weren't, you know, fakes or anything like that, these were the real thing, if they could still make money selling at half what you would buy in a supermarket, then there must be a high markup. And I think the same thing applies to these sort of satellite phone companies and gold companies. And when I hear them talk about satellite phones and say, oh, you get a free phone. Oh, but it's a two-year contract at, what, $200 a month? So you're paying $2,500, but, oh, it's a free phone. It's insulting. It's an insult to that you would say something like that to what you consider an enlightened listener, that you would try and shaft them in that way. And it disgusts me that people would treat their own audience like that. It's appalling. So I can't listen to any of that crap anymore. So I just don't download any people who promote it anymore. Okay, so let's have a look at the top 10 on beforeitsnews.com. which is at 9:22 a.m. UK time on June 8th, 2024. So we'll go down to number 10, went up an hour ago, 110 people viewing this one. Judy Byington, unredacted. Trump emergency broadcast system. Final phase started. The end has come. The end of Biden. Blackout confirmed. Special. Weren't they confirming a blackout the last week's show? I don't know. It's all these things seem to meld into one, don't they? Number 9 went up a day ago. 122 people are looking at this right now. Kim Gogoan, full situation update. Trump sacrifice. Fed Reserve currencies fail. Number 8 went up 11 hours ago. 126 people viewing this one. New Cliff High speaks. 90% gone missing. That dude is levitating. Well, completely nonsensical headline, but I'm not aware of anything. I mentioned Cliff High before with this WebOp thing that he was pushing, and it was just garbage, quite frankly. So I've never been drawn to listen to him, really. But presumably that's why. You know, you're not going to get the likes of Jeff Rentz and people like that being promoted on Before It's News, because it appears to be not necessarily the platform itself, but the platform's supposed to work by people posting things and then other people looking at them and them being ranked according to the amount of people that look at them. Well, how difficult would it be for people to post things that they wanted the likes of you and I to see and then getting other people to click on them in their certain little places that we know certain groups have to, you know, influence the internet, making comments or clicking on certain things to get them into the position on the website where they want them to be. I can only say I haven't seen David Goldberg's final words on this website for many years, and this was the website I first got it from. Okay, so where were we? Did we do number 7? I don't know. No, we didn't. So number 7 went up 3 hours ago. 153 people viewing this one. Mike King, coming Q disclosures will shock the world. Number 6 went up 10 hours ago. 162 people viewing this one. Mike Gill, Arizona updates. Trump and the path. Truther actor exposed. What's really at stake? What indeed? Number 5 went up a day ago, 177 people viewing, SG Anon, Trump's big return, and the Black Sky event that will follow, game over. Well, how long have we heard about these 2 days of darkness or whatever, folks? We'll just have to wait and see, as we keep doing. Okay, number 4 went up 6 hours ago, 186 people viewing this one, situation update, the US Banana Republic, courtesy of the Biden regime. Nuclear war with Russia. You know my views on that. Number 3 went up 3 hours ago. 198 people viewing this one. Pascal Najardi, a new favourite here on Before It's News. LTC Ricardo Bosi and Captain Kyle. Important intel everyone needs to hear. Well, not me. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago. 264 people viewing this one. X22 report. Trump's VP pick will stun the world. Deep state believes that illegals will vote. They won. And number 1 went up 16 hours ago. 382 people viewing this one. Patriot Underground. Mike King interview. So he's in the top 10 twice this week. Trump's retribution. Ending the endless. White House comms deep dive. And body doubles. Okay, so that concludes today's show. I'm talking to you, episode 122. George Orwell's 1984 was published 75 years ago today. I want to thank all of you for listening. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you all twice tomorrow. And until then, folks, enjoy your day and bye for now.